You're listening to Value Engine's Magnet Minutes, hosted by Jordan Kimmel, a podcast for investors to tune into the markets and stay informed.
Welcome to Magnet Minutes. This is Jordan Kimmel with an update for May 18th, 2022. And by all reckonings, the market was due for a significant bounce higher in a follow-through of a bear market rally. Unfortunately, the market ran right into retail disaster. And the narrative you hear often right now is how strong the consumer is and how great the economy is, despite the fact that this or that. Well, retail sales in all kinds of companies are showing that the consumer simply was taking on more debt for a while, and the economy is much weaker than is being projected by the strong economy folks. The only place left to hide has been a couple of sectors, including energy, transportation, and these shipping companies, which have now also come under pressure. Now, the question is, with a lot of growth stocks already down 50, 60% and uniform negativity on the market, the question really often comes is how much of this is already baked in and how much of this is already discounted, and is the market ready to look past the coming recession yet? The answer is obviously no. We're seeing, instead of two steps forward, one steps back, we're seeing one step forward and three step back. Every rally is being sold by institutions. Every rally is really just marked by the institutions which own too much of just a handful of companies which have to continue to come under pressure here. So neither perma bear nor perma bull. It's always important that at Magnet Minutes, we look at the advanced decline line. We look at the number of new highs, new lows. We just determine whether it's a safe market or it's a dangerous market. And this is a dangerous market. I've been calling sometimes for a headshot to come in. Personally, I got managed accounts more invested. We have to scale back and sell some of our new positions. The main thing is, if you're not protecting principal right now as a priority, and you're still asking the question, what to buy, you don't know the difference between a market that is in denial and in despair. And usually the chart shows you go from denial to despair, and we're just not there yet. So this is a message. If you haven't heeded these notes, please go back, listen to what we've been saying. If you're fully invested right now, what you probably want to do is sell your weakest, least conviction companies. If there are some companies that you're willing to hold that go down another 20%, then hold them. Everybody can handle a 10% correction. Most people can handle a 20% correction. At 30, people start to get agitated, and down at 40 and 50%, they just panic and sell no matter what they're holding. Don't let yourself get into that position. Take a defensive posture. Have some cash ready to buy the best companies as they turn higher. And please don't follow a fully invested 60-40 model right now. That's the recipe for hating your broker in 3 years from now. This is Jordan Kimmel with Magnet Minutes for the Informed Investor.